Have you been watching Top Chef? I've been watching Top Chef and I want to talk about it. Let's go. Hello, hello. This is Tiffany from the Recap Addicts podcast, and I'm here to talk to you today about the Top Chef. I have really been enjoying this season. I've enjoyed Kristen as the new host because she took over for Padme. Padme decided to finally quit after 20 seasons of being the resident host for Top Chef, and now Kristen. Ooh, I don't know Kristen's last name, forgive me. But Kristen from season, I believe, 12, the winner from season 12, has taken over Padme's place. Now, if you don't know what Top Chef is, decided just start randomly watching it. Top Chef is a cooking show that's on Bravo and consists of like 16 chefs basically battling it out to see who's the top chef, thus the name. I've really enjoyed this season more than what I thought I was going to. So I was like, let me get on the shouting box. Let me get in the shouting box and decide to talk about the Top Chef. I have enjoyed even the they have a last chance kitchen where the chefs that have been kicked out can come back and try to get back into the competition. I've enjoyed that. I've enjoyed they started a new segment where it's with Kristen, where she brings old Top Chef alumni back on and like make them cook things, and she kind of they talk about their time in Top Chef. I really enjoyed it. Like if I'm watching the extra stuff that goes along with it, and I didn't do that before, I'm enjoying the season. So this season is based out of Wisconsin. So each year they do a different place. I was originally hoping that they were going into, well, they did do it in Houston, but I really wanted to do one of their tasting segments. I didn't get a chance to do that because I didn't, by the time they filmed it, it was already over and it was in during COVID, so it was a thing. But anyway, my point in saying all this is and you hear my baby babbling in the background. My point in saying all this is this season is actually really, really good. So we're five episodes in. And basically, let's see, two chefs, one episode, and five. I would say a total of six chefs have gone home at this point. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm doing the math in my head. One, two, three, four, six, seven. Seven chefs have gone home, and two are going back into the competition for the next episode. But spoilers. But so to say that, to say this, the season has been really good. Like I've never been to Wisconsin and I don't know anything about cheese, but they are talking about cheese on this. They do a lot of cheese and they do a lot of different things. They're chefs. It's a culinary thing. I just like culinary shows. So long story short, here's the reason why I wanted to talk about the show. This last episode five. Granted, you the it's the same premise every episode. The chefs have two different competition. There's a quick fire and there's a bigger cook at the end. They decide who wins the quick fire. The quick fire normally gets some kind of prize or immunity. And then in the big episode at the big cook at the end, somebody goes home. So this episode five in particular. All the other episodes, there's been team episodes, and then there's been singular episodes, and people have gone home accordingly for not cooking well. This episode in particular, and I really love episode five because Tom came out swinging, talking crap to these people. This was a team episode, and it wasn't Kitchen Wars, because Kitchen Wars is also equally tense. This was a team cook that had to cook together a supper club menu. So they cooked a supper club menu, and with the supper club menu, they all had to pick different things, a relish plate, a chicken plate, a meat plate, a dessert, and then I think there was one other plate that I'm missing. I think it's all of them. But they had to separate, basically divide and conquer this menu of to for the judges. So they had $1,000 to go to the store and get their food. Now this is where it gets interesting because it's still, you got to remember, it's still a competition. There is a one lady, her name is Laura. Laura has been secretly sabotaging people. I don't know if she's doing it on purpose, consciously, or if she's just doing it because she's just that kind of person. You know, is she doing it to you? It makes you question whether is she doing this because she wants to mess up another one of her competitors, or is she doing this because she just doesn't pay attention and that's just her natural behavior? I kind of get a little bit of both because she has a really deep attitude of, I don't care. Oh, you fell. I'm sorry. I'll get to that in a second. So, Laura, in this episode, used most of her team's budget for her food, and her food was subpar. So her team did not read her accordingly. The one guy that his plate really suffered, because he was behind her in the line in the checkout line, he more or less kind of took it on the chin and kept on going. They tried to work together with the budget, you know, but you know, it just didn't work out for him. He still didn't go home. He still did not go home. Somebody else went home. But that being said, he still, you know, he still did the best he could do. His plate still turned out whatever. So Laura is a lady, she's a chef, and I never look at their lower thirds to see what they are. Laura is a chef though, and Laura has been like secretly, maybe openly sabotaging people. There's another guy named Dan. She totally like tripped him in a, and by tripped, I mean she spilled her sauce onto the floor, knowing that it needed to be picked up. Walked away from the sauce, continued to cook her food for the quick fire, and didn't tell anybody, hey, I spilled my sauce. I need to go get it up off the floor. Dan, who he has some version of ALS, slipped and fell in the sauce, could have hurt his whole left side, and she never apologized to him. She just said, you know, I'm just trying to cook my food as best as I possibly can. And Dan just looked at her like, what, girl? And so after that, she proceeded to also sabotage her team in this one too. She decided that she wanted to do two different types of desserts. She wanted to do a tres leche cake, and then she also wanted to do like a drink to go with it. Now, her teammates saw her buying the expensive liquor and did not say anything to her. And then when it came down to when it came down to them trying to get her to, like, they were like, okay, well, the budget, we're at $800 with what we currently have. Cool. And then she goes up there. It went from $800 to $900 very quickly. So she spent $200 on her food. And then this poor dude comes behind her and says, I only have $75 left to give my stuff. And he had to basically cut majority of the things that he had to put on his plate. Now, granted, he was only making a relish plate, kind of like the other guy did, but I mean, still, he had to make the relish plate. He didn't have enough to do that. So instead of this poor dude having the food that he needs for the plate that he was supposed to make, he ended up having to take some of the vegetables off of this other guy's dish. So they all had to like compromise a little bit, and her dish was perfect. She didn't compromise at all. So it poses the moral question of, is Laura doing this unintentionally, or is she doing it intentionally? Because it's like, or do you know that you're like sabotaging your teammates, or do you know that you're like, do you consciously know that you're sabotaging your teammates, or are you like doing it and just not paying attention because you're so caught up in the game? I would think by her personality, just by the five episodes that I've watched, she would say, I was just in the game. I really wanted my food to be good, you know, and if somebody fell by the wayside because of it, you know, it is what it is. With her, the read that Tom gave her is what gave me life. 'Cause Tom was like, so you spent $200 on two very mediocre plates, and you could have just made one and helped your team out so everybody could have got what they needed. And she just looked at him, and it was just like, he goes, "Your food was mediocre today." And I was like, "God damn." I was like, that read was so strong. But and nobody else wanted to say anything to her, and they didn't say anything until judges table, because it's like when you get in these like situations where you're on team challenges and you do what she did, which is spend a lot of money or not help other teammates, they're going to say something when judges table comes up. And I'm so surprised that she didn't end up in Last Chance Kitchen, because it was just like one of those things, like, you know, she could have been in Last Chance Kitchen if, oh boy, the other dude hadn't burnt his fish. Like, he completely like overcooked it. If he hadn't overcooked his fish, she would have been in Last Chance Kitchen, because it was easy that like her food was mediocre. Like, it's the only reason why she stayed was it tasted decent, and his food was overcooked. Like, that's the only reason why she was still there. And there only one person out of their whole team, the judges liked her food, and she happened to get like sick. Like, I think she got like a stomach bug or something. But anyway, I say that to say this. The episode was completely entertaining, because I was just like, so, like, is she doing this on purpose? A chef's kiss to the producers, pardon the pun, because they are painting this lady to be completely selfish and self-absorbed. And she may not be like that. She may be a wonderful human being, but on this show, she is very selfish and self-centered. And when she gets in a team challenge, like, I can tell, like, it's one of those situations where it seems like when she's not around, the other chefs like all lean in with their glasses of wine and their beers and be like, "Did you see her? She spent $200 on mediocre food." Like, they totally talk shit about her, because I mean, she doesn't. Even when they went back and they were waiting in the interim for the judges to kind of decide who was going home, she goes, "My food wasn't $200." And the dude that only had $75, like, "Your food was totally $200. I told you in the line that I only had $75." And she goes, "Well, I didn't think it was that much. They told you multiple times and you just didn't want to listen. You was like, I need all of my ingredients, and they're expensive ingredients, and you knew that, and you were fighting, you advocated for yourself, but at the same time, you also put the noose around your own neck." So it's like, watching this episode, I was like, this is a really good episode. This is a really good episode. Like, and the other episode, like, I was watching it and Dan went down for the count. Poor Dan. He said what he has. He has a form of like ALS. And that basically, like, he's like he has a hard time walking up and down stairs. He has a hard time like keeping up with them. He can't run. He walks with a cane. So it's just like, even the healthiest of us would fall if you leave hot sauce on the floor. And she just left it there for somebody else to clean up. And even though there was another chef, Rosica, if I hope I'm saying her name correctly, she was gonna come and clean it up. She said, "I'll come and clean it up. Let me get a couple of seconds." And you know, in between my cook, she was also doing the quick fire. Did Laura come back? Girl, no. Laura did not have the time to clean up that stuff. And I, at this point, it's just like, why am I this invested in this show? But it was such good TV, because I wasn't laughing when he went down for the count, because I was like, oh, that's not good. Because I already knew what was going to happen before it happened. But to watch this man go down in slow motion as he is quickly walking across her hot sauce and doesn't realize that it's there. He just slowly went down. Like, all they needed was to play some operatic music as that man went down for the count. And I'm sitting there like looking, because I was like, oh, he gonna fall. He gonna, oh, there you go. He went right down. And then he goes, "Who put the sauce there? Who left it there?" And they all go at the same time. Laura was cooking. Laura spilled it. And then she, so I didn't think that their stalls, or their cooking stalls, I guess I should say, were right next to each other. So he literally runs back to his station, and his station is right next to hers, and he doesn't even make eye contact with her. That's how I knew that she had pissed him off, because she was like, "Well, you know, I was trying to cook, and I was totally gonna go back and get it, but I just didn't think anybody would slip." Why would you not think somebody wouldn't slip on liquid? Like, I mean, that's just common courtesy, and also like some kind of physics and dynamics. I don't know. I'm tired, and it's a Thursday. But I mean, like, for you to think that this man can be like our Lord and Savior and walk across hot sauce, like Jesus did on the water. That's not possible. He's not going to be able to do that. That man is trying to cook just like you. And anybody else that has spilled sauce on the floor would have went back and picked it up. But she is like dedicated on winning this show. If she makes it to the top five, I'm gonna be so enamored because I'm like, she's gonna cut and scratch and fight and claw her way to the top five. If she has to take out people any means necessary, she's gonna do it, baby, because she's gonna take out all them people. They better watch out. But was that one of the better episodes that I think I've seen in a long time? Yes. Can I not wait until Restaurant Wars? Because I think her at Restaurant Wars, she would be the worst. I cannot wait. I am glued in. I cannot wait. Like, and this cast, like, there's normally one or two people that are just horrible to work with. Like, this cast is so sweet. They're all nice to each other. They all get along. They're all very mannerable towards each other. They're helpful. They hug each other. They help the one guy that has the disease. I can't remember what disease it is. I'm so sorry. The dude with the form of ALS. They help him. They pull out his plates. They help him plate. They help him set up his food. I mean, it's beautiful help that I haven't seen on Top Chef like in a long time. Because there's been seasons where they help each other, but this season has been a little bit as about as helpful as the season that they have. The season that they had, the COVID season, I forget what season that is, but they all really helped each other too. They were all very helpful to one another and wanted to see each other kind of thrive and win and go forward. But this lady, I am watching for her story arc. I don't know when her time is to leave. I've been trying to watch commercials and see how far she makes it. They kind of cut them where you can't really tell. But I can't wait. I get so excited to see her each episode because I know she's gonna do something dastardly and devious, like a super villain, to take one of these people out. And I'm just like, she has to know that she's doing this stuff. She has to know that she is like sabotaging some of her teammates. So anyway, long story short, that is the reason why I have been watching Top Chef. I love Kristen because I think Kristen is an excellent host. Nothing against Padme, but I Padme. Sorry, not Padme. but I really just in general like Kristen better. Kristen is still just like a host, like Padme would have been. Padme, sorry, Padme would have been. But I don't know. I just really like Kristen in the role. Like Kristen kind of gets it, and like she seems happy and enthusiastic, and I don't know. I just for me, I like her in the role, and in the role as host, I guess I should say, and and enjoy watching her be a host on the show. So anyway, long story short, I might be back a couple more times to talk about Top Chef. I just want to rant about it because this lady, they making her out to be a super villain, and I think she's just really in her head about everything, and she honestly needs to stop, but she's not going to stop. So I just want to watch every episode until she gets off, and then after that I can continue to watch it. But I can't wait till they get her out. I think she's gonna stay at least into Restaurant Wars, and then when Restaurant Wars go down, like that's gonna be the defining point of who's going home and who's staying. But I can't wait, and I'll keep you posted. So thank you for joining me. Like and subscribe on Instagram. This is your girl Tiffany with Recap Addicts podcast. See you soon. Bye.